to the Triangle Bulletin Board on the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Liz Elliott, in for Dave Smith, your regular host for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And I'm going to begin today with the schedule of audio-described performances from Arts Access. And we're going to begin with the North Carolina Museum series. Do the Right Thing will be this Saturday, July 17th at 8:30 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Friday, June 23rd at 8:30 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Turning Red on Friday, July 7th at 8:30 p.m. Greece will be showing at the museum. And Friday, July 14th at 8:30 p.m., Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And that's what I've got on the schedule so far for the North Carolina Museum of Arts audio-described movies. Moving on to the North Carolina Theater, on Saturday, July 29th at 2 p.m., Mary Poppins is on the schedule. And on Saturday, October 24th at 2 p.m. at the North Carolina Theater, Sunset Boulevard. Moving over to Durham, on Saturday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Johnny Mathis. And that's what's on the schedule of audio-described performances for Arts Access around the Triangle. Now we're moving on to the Durham Performing Arts Center. Most shows start at 8, but please do check with the venue for the exact showtime. Beginning tonight, Thursday, June 15th, an evening with Larry the Cable Guy. He is a comedian, multi-platinum recording artist, Grammy nominee, Billboard Award winner, and one of the top comedians in the country. He's got his own line of merch, of course, and continues to tour across the United States with his signature Get Her Done line. And he also has the Get Her Done Foundation. So that's a nice little bonus of going to see Larry the Cable Guy. On Friday, June 16th, the Banter Podcast Live is happening at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Everyone's favorite podcast, Banter, is taking their number one rated show on the road for a live podcast recording session. Sepnap, Carl Jacobs, and George Not Found, part of Mr. Beast's crew, are the three of the world's largest streamers and digital creators, with a combined audience of over 80 million followers across their digital platforms, and they can be seen live tomorrow night, June 16th, at the Durham Performing Arts Center. On Sunday, June 18th, RuPaul's Drag Race Work the World Tour 2023, Perception is Not Reality. That is happening this Sunday at DPAC. Tuesday through Sunday, June 20th through July 2nd, Six the Musical. From Tudor Queens to Pop Icons, the Six Wives of Henry VIII take the microphone to remix 500 years of historical heartbreak into a euphoric celebration of 21st century girl power. The New York Times says Six totally rules. And again, that's going to be at DPAC Tuesday through Sunday, June 20th through July 2nd. On Saturday, July 15th, South Show Live with 2 million subscribers on YouTube, over half a billion independent views, and 150,000 live show tickets sold. The 85 South Show has completely changed the comedy industry. DJ Young Fly, Carlos Miller, and Chico Bean first teamed up to begin recording a podcast that showcased their improv, freestyling, and roasting skills. That's Saturday, July 15th, 85 South Show live at DPAC. Saturday, July 22nd, Russell Peters Act Your Age Tour. Russell Peters was recently named one of Rolling Stone's 50 best comics of all time. He started doing stand-up at the age of 19 at open mics in his native Toronto, and then spent the next 15 years honing his craft at clubs across Canada and the UK. Again, Russell Peters, Saturday, July 22nd at DPAC. Saturday, July 29th, Ladies R&B Kickback Concert. This show features Jagged Edge from the Casey Brothers, Lloyd, R&B artist with a career spanning two decades, Bobby V, an American R&B singer and first member of the R&B group Mista. K Case, an American singer, songwriter, record producer. Shy, an American vocal R&B soul quartet formed at Howard University. And Jay Holiday, an American singer, songwriter, and rapper. He came into prominence in 2007 with his breakthrough hit, Bed. That's the Ladies R&B Kickback Concert, Saturday, July 29th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Friday, August 4th, the Rocket Man Show. That's a tribute to Elton John. Scotsman Russ Anderson is Elton John's official body double for his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Videos and photos handpicked by Elton John and David Furnish. It was Russ's own live tribute production, The Rocket Man Show, which got him noticed. And in the show, Russ recreates the magic and the live persona of a young Elton like no other. And of course, as I mentioned before, Saturday, August 5th, Johnny Mathis will be at DPAC, and he's best known for his supremely popular hits like Chances Are, It's Not For Me to Say, and Misty. Johnny Mathis has recorded more than 80 albums, including 6 Christmas albums, and has sold millions of records worldwide. Now, during his extensive career, he has had 3 songs inducted to the Grammy Hall of Fame, achieved 50 hits on Billboard's Adult Contemporary charts, and ranks as the all-time number 6th album artist in the history of Billboard's album charts. And that is going to begin at 7:30 Saturday, August 5th at DPAC. And finally, just one more show, Wednesday, August 9th, an evening with Loud Lovett and his large band. This concert will feature an arrangement of Lovett's standards, as well as songs from his critically acclaimed album, The 12th of June. And the album continues to highlight Lovett's ability to fuse elements of jazz, country, western swing, folk, gospel, and blues in a convention-defying manner that breaks down barriers. I've had the privilege of seeing Lyle Lovett live a couple of times, and it's a fantastic show. So that's going to be at Durham Performing Arts Center, and that's a wrap for now on what's going on at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Moving to Greensboro, if you've not ever seen Steve Martin and Martin Short's traveling show, you won't believe what they look like today. It is making a stop in Greensboro this fall. Those comedy legends will be performing their new show at the Stephen Tanger Center for the Performing Arts, and their show mocks Hollywood and the fickle nature of celebrity. That's set for October 13th in Greensboro. Moving on to the Carolina Theater at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. All these programs start at 8 p.m. unless otherwise noted, and I always encourage you to contact the venue or travel to their website for some confirmation of show starting times. Let's see. We got lots of good stuff going on tonight. Hashtag I'm Mom So Hard. Ladies Night, it all began as a popular web series by 2 real-life best friends, comedians, and moms, Kristen and Jen, sparking an online community of 2 million followers. Their videos have received nearly 300 million views worldwide in just 5 years, and the phenomenon created by Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley has since been nabbed for development by Warner Brothers TV. Now, that show does begin at 7. Tomorrow night, the House of Cox, It's Funny Girl, Vivica C. Cox, brings the talent of the House of Cox together for a one-night-only spectacular involving music, comedy, dance, and theatrics. It brings together the wide-ranging talents of the House of Cox for a fast-paced, drag-fueled night of social justice comedy rooted in love and hope for a better world. That's tomorrow night, June 16th at the Carolina Theater. This Saturday, June 17th, Go On, Be Brave. It's a documentary, and it begins when Andrea Lytle Pete receives the death sentence of an ALS diagnosis at age 33. The life expectancy for ALS is 2 to 5 years, and she's told her disease is rapidly progressing and to get her affairs in order, and she does. And like a true athlete, she decides to do one final triathlon before she dies, and then she waits and waits until one day she gets tired of trying to die. So she decides to live and be the first person with ALS to complete a marathon in all 50 U.S. states. That is, again, titled Go On, Be Brave, starts at 7 that wonderful documentary, Saturday, June 17th, this Saturday at the Carolina Theater. On Sunday, June 18th at the Carolina Theater in Durham, Floyd Nation, experience Pink Floyd, a U.S.-based Pink Floyd tribute band that performs all of your favorite hits from the vast collection of Pink Floyd albums, such as The Wall, The Dark Side of the Moon, Animals, Wish You Were Here, Metal, and The Division Bell. You're going to be immersed in sound, lights, and lasers as they take you on an epic journey, bringing back your best memories of some of the most iconic music ever produced. Again, that's this Sunday, June 18th, Floyd Nation at the Carolina Theater. Thursday, June 27th, Rodrigo y Gabriela, In Between Thoughts. This is a new world tour. The Grammy-winning duo Rodrigo y Gabriela grew up on an eclectic mix of classic rock, heavy metal, and flamenco, a rare alchemy of influences that still informs their work today. Not long after the dissolution of their first band, they developed their distinct breed of guitar music. Rodrigo y Gabriela quickly gained recognition for their extraordinary live shows, and that's going to be this Thursday, June 22nd at Carolina Theater in Durham. Tuesday, June 27th, Ziggy Marley. He's an 8-time Grammy winner, Emmy winner, musician, producer, activist, and humanitarian who has cultivated a legendary career for close to 40 years. He's the eldest son of Bob and Rita Marley, and Ziggy has made his own path as a musical career, infusing the reggae genre with funk and blues, rock, and other elements through mindful songcraft. And that show is going to start at 7 at the Carolina Theater. Wednesday, July 5th, Jinx Monsoon. Friday, July 7th, The Old Gods of Appalachia. Wednesday, July 12th, Andy Grammer. And Saturday, July 15th, the Wait, Wait stand-up tour. And then Sunday, July 16th, Melissa Etheridge's Summer Tour 23. So that's a look at everything going on at the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. You can call them at 919-560-3030. Again, the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, 919-560-3030. And as always, I encourage everyone to contact the venue before just to confirm times. Moving on to the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts, formerly known as the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Most of these shows begin at 8, unless otherwise stated. Let's see. We've got lots of stuff going on. Tomorrow, June 16th, Sacred Soul and Bluegrass Review. Now, this is a Pinecone event. The down-home season concludes with an evening of inspirational music from the rich gospel traditions of rural North Carolina. The event brings together bluegrass, string band, quartet, gospel, and soulful rhythms regularly heard in black churches across eastern North Carolina. The evening features Faith and Harmony, the Cookman Family Bluegrass Band, the Glorifying Vine Sisters, and more. That's at the Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30 p.m. Friday, June 23rd, Grupo Frontera El Comienzo Tour at Memorial Auditorium. On Friday, June 23rd, My Brother and Me, join Justin Travis and Griffin McElroy for a live episode of their podcast, My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. Watch as they take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom right before your eyes. That's happening at Maimondi Concert Hall at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 24th, Performance Edge 2023. See 40 of the Triangle's most talented young vocalist. Hear the hottest show band in the state and feel the excitement of your favorite Broadway show tunes and pop songs performed with energy and precision you have forgotten was possible. That's going to be the Fletcher Opera Theater. Shows at 2 and 7:30. On Saturday, June 24th, The Adventure Zone. Justin, Travis, and Griffin McElroy from My Brother and Me have recruited their dad, Clint, to play RPGs. Join the McElroys as they solve puzzles, make friends, and probably slay a few monsters in The Adventure Zone, Maimondi Concert Hall at 7 p.m. On Monday, June 26th, Celtic Throne. The Royal Journey of Irish Dance. Celebrate the dramatic and mysterious origins of Irish dance. Infused with the innovative choreography, dazzling costumes, and spectacular lighting and projection, Celtic Throne follows the millennia-long journey of a music and dance-loving people as they migrate from the ancient Near East to Ireland, Scotland, England, and the United States. Celtic Throne is happening at the Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. And finally, one more show, the Martin Marietta Center for Performing Arts, on Friday, June 30th, an evening with Omari Dillard. He is a soul violinist. Prepare to satisfy your soul and relax your mind. The sultry sounds of violin, along with this captivating performance, will have you singing, dancing, and grooving all night. Dillard has been wooing crowds and performing for diverse audiences for over a decade, and Omari Dillard will be at the Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30 at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Yeah, I'm going to fit in three more shows here. There's three more shows I've got to tell you about at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, July 15th, Jeff Wesley, the Romanza Tour, and this is a concert of original music born out of improvisations. Jeff presents music from his two albums for piano solo, from a new third album currently in preparation, and from other projects composed by him. That show is at 7:30. On Sunday, July 16th, Abbey Road, a tribute to the Beatles. With their tight harmonies, flawless note-for-note renditions of Beatles hits, custom-tailored costumes, vintage instruments, Liverpudlian dialect, and precise attention to every detail, Abbey Road has honed their show to become one of the most musically and visually satisfying Beatle tribute acts in the world. That's going to be at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. And Tuesday through Sunday, July 25th through 30th, Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins at the North Carolina Theater. We mentioned this earlier. This magical musical is based on the Mary Poppins children's books by P.L. Travers and the 1964 Disney film. And it's a fusion of various elements from both, including beloved songs from the film. This musical is an enchanting mixture of an irresistible story, unforgettable songs, breathtaking dance numbers, and astonishing stagecraft, and that will be at Memorial Auditorium. And just a few more notes on the Martin Marietta Center for Performing Arts, just a couple more upcoming shows. On Friday, August 11th, Marsha M.P. Brendo Tour 2023. Friday, August 18th, That's My Jam. Friday, August 25th, the Bronco Tour USA 2023, Saturday, August 26th, the Sinatra Experience, and Sunday, August 27th, Los Amantes Perfecto. So that's an upcoming look at all of the things happening at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. And you can contact Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts, which again was formerly known as the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, by calling 919-996-8700. Again, the number for the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts is 919-996-8700. Now we're going to take a look at some of the venues around the Triangle and tell you what kind of musical shows are coming up at the Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. This happens on Thursday evenings from 5 to 9. Tonight, the Blackwater Band will be performing. And on June 22nd, the Embers featuring Craig Woolard. And again, that's at the Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. Those are Thursday evenings, 5 to 9. They just did some work out there on that lawn, installing what looks to be like amphitheater-type seating in just a couple of places around there. So be aware of that. Moving on to Booth Amphitheater. Let's see, we got lots of shows coming up there. Friday, June 16th, that's tomorrow night for Summerfest, A Little Night Music. On Saturday, June 17th, Classics Under the Stars. Friday, June 23rd, Summer Jam 2023, featuring Morris Day and the Time with Confunction. On Saturday, June 24th, more Summerfest, Harry Potter versus Star Wars. On Saturday, July 1st, Summerfest will be Cirque Cinema. On Saturday, July 8th, Summerfest Tango Caliente. Thursday through Saturday, July 13th through 15th, Billy Strings will be performing at Booth Amphitheater in Cary. On Sunday, July 16th for Summerfest, the Catalinas. Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival is happening at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary. On Sunday, August 27th, Shakti's 50th Anniversary Tour. On Saturday, September 9th, Smooth Nights, Rashawn Patterson and Loose Ends featuring Jane Eugene. On Sunday, September 17th, the Australian Pink Floyd Show, Dark Side 50 Tour. On Saturday, September 23rd, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire is happening at Booth Amphitheater. On Sunday, September 24th, the Turnpike Troubadours featuring special guests Lucero and Reckless Kelly. Sunday, October 1st, Fine and Funk Music Festival. And finally, on Saturday, October 14th, Humsub Diwali Festival. And that's a quick look at what's happening at Booth Amphitheater. At the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, so many things happening tomorrow night. Dierks Bentley, that's June 16th. On June 30th, Kids Bop Live. On July 8th, Tears for Fears and the Cold War Kids. On July 12th, Matchbox 20. On August 4th, Eric Church and Cody Jinx. August 5th, Slightly Stupid Sublime with Rome and Atmosphere. On August 6th, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Too Short. On August 7th, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, and Ginger. On August 8th, Foreigner and Loverboy. August 11th, Jason Aldean, Mitchell Tenpenny, Corey Kent, and DJ Silver. August 15th, 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, and Jeremy. August 19th, Pentatonics and Lauren Elena. August 29th, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. And September 8th, the Outlaw Music Festival, Willie Nelson and Family, Tedeschi Trucks Band, The String Cheese Incident, Los Lobos, and Particle Kid. And September 9th, Sam Hunt, Bretty Young, and Lily Rose. September 15th, Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top, and Uncle Cracker. October 5th, the Zac Brown Band, King Calloway, and Tennille Towns. And October 26th, Luke Bryan. And that's a quick look at what's going on at the Coastal Credit Union Park, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. And let's just take a peek at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Lots of stuff going on there, too. Wow, we have a lot of live music in the Triangle. It always surprises me, and it's always a delight. Tomorrow night, Friday, June 16th, the Pixies North American 2023 Tour. Saturday, June 17th, Revolution Good Vibe Summer Tour 2023. Saturday, July 24th, Peter Frampton Never Say Never Tour. On Sunday, July 2nd, Don Toliver, The Lovesick Tour 23 with Pierre Bourne. Tuesday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies, The Last Summer on Earth Tour. Thursday, July 6th, The Revivalist with The Head and the Heart with Jamie Wyatt. Friday, July 14th, Riley Green live in concert. And taking one more look, Sunday, July 16th, Young the Giant with Milky, Chance, and Rosalyn. And that's just a quick abbreviated look at Red Hat Amphitheater. Moving on to the Ritz, the club is located at 2820 Industrial Drive in Raleigh. For more information from the Ritz, you can call 919-424-1400 or go online at ritzraleigh.com. Most shows start at 8, but again, I encourage everyone to just confirm times with the venue. Tomorrow night, Friday, June 16th, All Time Low. Saturday, June 17th, the Weston Estate. Thursday, June 22nd, Kip Moore. Friday, June 23rd, Joe D. Messina. And Thursday, June 29th, Larry's Market Run 2023. Oh, and Saturday, June 24th, Gag Queen, a drag dance party extravaganza for 18 plus. Again, most shows start at 8 p.m., but always, I always encourage people to contact the venue. And that is a look at what's going on at the Ritz at 2820 Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Again, the number for the Ritz, 919-424-1400, 919-424-1400 is the number for the Ritz. The Poor House Music Hall at South Blunt Street in Raleigh, one of my very favorite venues. Most shows start at 9 unless otherwise noted. Let's see. Friday, June 16th. That's tomorrow night. Nito plus the Jonathan Scales Forkestra. Wednesday, June 21st, will be Blood Orchid with Augers and Mauve Angelus. That begins at 8 p.m. Thursday, June 22nd, the Rise Brothers. That's at 8 p.m. Friday, June 23rd, Eric Travers Band with Ashes and Arrows and Gooseberry Jam. Saturday, June 24th, Souls of Mischief with Tab 1 and Sky Blue. Sunday, June 25th, Lie Heavy with Red Mesa and Doomsday Prophet. That show begins at 8 p.m. Wednesday, June 28th, Lauren Morrow and Joshua Headley, 8 p.m. Thursday, June 29th, Kind-Hearted Strangers and Pocket Change, 8 p.m. And Friday, June 30th, Caligula Blushed, The Smiths Tribute with Petty Crimes. Again, those are all shows at the Poorhouse Music Hall at 224 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Their number, 919-821-1120. Again, the number for the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh, 919-821-1120. And at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh, just a couple of shows from this weekend. Friday, June 16th, that's tomorrow night, at Leon's Space Cathedral Tour with Vampa Jaikel. I may be pronouncing that incorrectly. That show begins at 9:30. And this weekend, Saturday, June 17th, Corey Smith with Jeb Gibson at 8:30 at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. 919-821-4111 is the number for the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. And at PNC Arena, just a quick look at what's going on there. Saturday, July 8th, LL Cool J and The Force will be live. Friday, July 14th, the WWE SmackDown. And Tuesday, August 1st, Sam Smith with Gloria, the tour. Those are all happening at the PNC Arena. Those tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. And just taking another look, there's one more thing. I'm running short on time, but I have so many great things to tell you about. We have so much going on, but I just wanted to finish with the Wizard of Oz theme park. Beach Mountain's Wizard of Oz theme park is getting ready for all things Yellow Brick Road. So come September, you can travel over the rainbow to visit one of the world's largest wonderful Wizard of Oz events at the Land of Oz. Fans can meet their favorite characters and experience live performances during the adventure. The festival will also include arts and crafts, memorabilia, and food vendors. The Wizard of Oz theme park at Beach Mountain will reopen for 3 weekends. September 8th through 10th, 15th through 17th, and 22nd through the 24th. And those tickets go on sale in June. And you can find more info at thelandofoz.com. I don't want to forget to mention that. So thank you so much for joining me for the Triangle Bulletin Board. It was so much fun hosting with you today. We've run out of time for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Liz Elliott for Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast, of course, at our website, ncreadingservice.org. And if you have questions, as always, call us, 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138 is the number for the North Carolina Reading Service. And thank you for listening to us here at the North Carolina Reading Service. Have a great week, everybody.